Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. All right, this week we are opening up Pandora's box and talking about money. And money is really, really interesting topic for people. Some people talk about it freely, others keep it totally private. Some love money, some hate it. Some people are all across the board with their feelings about money. And after listening to this podcast, I'm hoping you'll gain a new perspective and have a greater awareness about money and how to attract all the money you want. So I gotta ask, what do you believe about money? If I asked you to fill in the blank, money is blank. Money is fill in the blank. I'm sure something popped into your head right when I asked you that. Fill in the blank. Boom. What would your response be? Was your fill in the blank answer, money is abundant? Money is fun? Money is awesome? Or did your answer go something like, money is hard? Money is scarce. Money isn't important. Whatever you believe about money is what will determine how much of it you have. And this is key. Whatever you believe about money is what will determine how much you have. There are people who think money is the root of all evil, but I don't feel this mindset does a good job of capturing how complex money can be. And in reality, our relationship with money often mirrors our character. If a person has bad intentions with their financial actions, most likely they're going to align with those intentions. And on the other hand, people who have qualities like generosity, they're going to use their money for goodness and for commendable purposes. And in the previous episode, I spoke about abundance and scarcity mindsets. If you have a scarcity mindset, you may believe that you only need enough money to get by. You need enough to support your current lifestyle, enough to pay your bills. This is enough. That's good enough for you. And I'd like to challenge that belief, because why wouldn't you want to live an incredibly abundant life? There is so many subconscious beliefs tied into this. And this can go all the way, we can go all the way to the bottom of the rabbit hole, to the most common limiting belief people have in this world. I'm not worthy. Like, you don't deserve to be wealthy. Everyone deserves it, but you have to believe it. And for those who harbor negative feelings about money, or if you feel you lack the financial resources that you want, it's really important to challenge and reassess your thoughts and attitudes about money. People tend to think that there are limited ways to earn money. I was raised to believe you have to work hard to earn money. But the real secret to building wealth lies in creating value. So let's look at a famous person. Let's look at Oprah's life, for example. Everyone knows who Oprah is. She has the same amount of time as all of us, but she managed to create something incredibly valuable that so many people wanted. So is wealth just something that exists and we pass it around, or is it something that we create through value? Now, if you believe that money comes from time and effort, you're going to be sitting there with your hands hanging out, waiting to get paid. And you want to get paid the most for you can for the least amount of time and effort. But that's going to backfire. People who overdeliver always get 10 times back what they give. Not only in their self-esteem and their self-confidence, but in their willingness to receive. And when you've given such quality to the world, you're open to receiving the gifts of abundance the world has. So when you're constantly living from a place of scarcity, wanting to just make sure you get paid for every little thing you do, every little hour that you work, you stop creating value and all you're doing is get. You're just doing your time and getting your paycheck and you're never going to blow your mind in terms of money ever. Money is actually really easy when you change your beliefs about it. When you allow yourself to imagine breaking out of the time and effort money prison, you're going to open up yourself to so much more possibility. So here's the deal. Most of us think we get paid for our time, which has a limit. And if you have a corporate job, there's usually a maximum amount that you can make based on our experience, unless you're in some sort of sales role or a leadership role where you earn commissions on top of your salary, or you earn a percentage of the company's equity on top of your salary. Let me ask you, what's the maximum amount in dollars that you think you can make in a year? What's that number you have in your head? Is it 80 grand, 100 grand, 150 grand? Most people think that's the maximum they can make in a year, and they hope to find someone who will pay them that much. And if you have beliefs like these, I can almost guarantee you'll get stuck in a rut and you won't go higher than that dollar amount you just thought about. What if there actually isn't a limited amount of money you can make? What if you can create your own wealth by creating your own value and offering it to the world? Now, that doesn't mean you have to come up with the next greatest technology like an iPhone. And that doesn't mean you have to have a talk show like Oprah did. And it doesn't mean you have to be the best investor in the world. All it means is that you're going to be the best version of yourself you can possibly be and give as much service to the world as you possibly can for the sake of living your purpose. You not only have to create the value, you also then have to be open to receiving it. Earning isn't just about creating value. It's about being open to receiving money without thinking that it's a bad thing, without thinking that you're taking from somebody else. It's about knowing that you're building more and more abundance in your own life to be able to give more and more, to be an example of what's possible when you serve the world. Providing value is just being the best version of yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're helping the homeless or those in desperate need. Going back to the iPhone, look at the iPhone. We weren't in desperate need of having iPhones in our back pockets at all times. But now we are, if we don't have one, if we misplace our phone, we're frantically looking around for it. Or if our battery is dead, we're like, oh my gosh, I got to charge my phone, right? How did we ever live without these cell phones? You have to trust your own guidance to take you to a place where you need to be. You have to stop buffering and start to change your mind and not respond to negative emotion to be able to access what you have that's of value. Every single one of us has the ability to create money. Now, remember from episode 1, I shared the 5 keys to unlock the vault of your mind. I'll share them again, but I highly recommend you go listen to that. So 1, what we believe determines what we think. 2, what we think determines our feelings. 3, how we feel determines our actions. 4, our actions over time become habits. And 5, habits determine the quality and outcome of our lives. So how do we create money? We create money through our thoughts, which creates our feelings. Then our feelings drive our actions, and our actions create our money through the value you provide. We think of money as being available or unavailable, and we believe we can just create it. We don't believe that because we weren't taught this. We notice what's there or what is not in our physical world, and then we complain or we enjoy it. Now, I've read so many books about money. I've read The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, which is my favorite book of all time. I actually try to read it once a month. It's a super short read. It takes an hour and a half. I've read The Courage to Be Rich by Susie Orman. I've read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I've read The Millions Within by David Nagel. I've read The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. I've read Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Happy Money by Ken Honda. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the books that I've read because I was on a tear to figure out the meaning of money for me. I've even worked with a coach to help me to figure out my relationship and my mindset with money. Now, I read all these books and worked with someone on money because I had to learn how to break the emotional ties I had to it. My emotions were tethered to money, and I wanted to have a healthy relationship with money and be able to attract as much money to myself as possible. Now, if you listen to previous episodes, you may know that in my 20s, I was on a race to make the most money as possible. And I did this to try to gain the attention of my dad. And if you want the whole story, you'll have to go back to episode 1 and listen to it. And in this sprint I was in to make the most money, I was super attached emotionally to money. Somehow I was tying my worth to how much money I made because of my dad's attitude towards me and how all he talked about with me was money. In our conversations, he would ask me how much money I was making and then compare me to my siblings. So I was a mad lady trying to make as much money as I could. Now, let me share a little more about my journey with money. I didn't always love it in the past. I used to have a very interesting relationship with money. When I was little, I grew up in a big, beautiful house right on a lake. I wore brand name clothes in elementary school. My dad drove the coolest sports car, and I love cars. He had a black Firebird with T-tops. I loved that car. We had a snowmobile and a boat. And when I was little, I thought we had everything. Growing up, my dad was an alcoholic, and my mom had finally had enough of his BS, so we moved out when I was in second grade. We left my dad. And then we were totally, completely broke. My mom didn't have much money to support us. She was a single mom. And we were only gone out of my dad's place about a year. And then we ended up moving back in with my dad. Now, from my perspective, I think we did this because she needed his money for us to survive. Now, this is back in the day, in the 80s, when there wasn't the ability to garnish your wages to pay child support. That did not exist back then. How awful for my mom to return back to a situation she didn't want to be in at all because of money. Awful, awful, awful. Well, several years later, we moved out for good and my mom never went back. And my mom supported us three kids all by herself. So I went from, in my life, having money, living in this beautiful lake house with all the toys, turned into free school lunch kid. My sports at school were paid for. I got free yearbooks because we were broke. And I knew as a kid, I didn't want to live this way. I knew what it was like to have nice things, and that's what I wanted. So I did my research, and I figured out how old I had to be to get a job. And in my state, when I grew up, I lived in Minnesota, and you could get a job when you were 14 years old. So you bet I turned 14 years old, I got my first job because I wanted to buy my own stuff. I wanted to keep buying my brand name clothes. I wanted to buy my own makeup. I wanted to buy the stuff that I needed that my mom couldn't afford so that I could maintain the status that I had so I could still fit in with my friends. And I'm sharing this because I have lived on both sides of the coin. I knew what it was like to have money and I knew what it was like to feel poor. And I certainly didn't prefer being poor. It sucked. It taught me a lot though. This lit a fire in me as I knew I wanted to earn my own money so I would have the freedom to make the choices I wanted, to buy anything I wanted, and I wanted to support myself. So I decided at this very young age that one of my goals in life was to make so much money that I would never have to worry about it. And I never wanted to be like my mom in that little regard. My mom is a phenomenal human being. I wanted this because I remember seeing my mom worrying about money all the time. I saw her constantly deciding between purchases. And she drove this shitty truck with rust all over it. The truck bed in the back was held together by bungee cords. I was embarrassed to ride in it and get dropped off anywhere. I didn't want to drive a rust bucket when I got older. I never wanted to feel embarrassed again getting out of a vehicle. So after high school, I went to college and I walked the U of M campus as a freshman. There were credit card companies set up with booths all around, and gosh darn it, I was getting a free t-shirt or a free tchotchke for any single credit card that I applied for, so I did. I'd been approved for all these credit cards. Then what did I do with all these credit cards? I spent money. I spent money I didn't even have. I bought fast food, dinners out, new clothes. It was easy to spend it. Just swipe the card. And somehow shortly after, they were all maxed out. Oh shit, how'd that happen, right? Then I was like, how do I get out of this? I had a job, but no one taught me that the best thing to do with a credit card is charge your purchases and then set aside the money that you spent and pay it off, and don't spend money that you don't have. So set aside that money you charged in your bank account, make sure you pay that off. I never learned not to spend money I didn't have. Nope. I didn't learn that. So here I was, barely able to make the minimum payments. It was awful. And since I was stuck, I finally had to get some help. At the time, it was called credit counseling. They helped me eradicate all my debt, which felt like forever, but it totally worked. Now, credit cards are a whole different story for me. They're paid off every month. I love getting all those points and rewards, right? This was an incredibly painful lesson that I learned. And what I learned was, don't spend money you don't have. Now, fast forward, bunch of years, decades, I was still having issues with money. I remember when I started my business, Talent Q, and I remember sending a client an invoice for services we had provided, and I'd get this icky feeling in my stomach. I was getting emotional about asking someone for money for services we provided in an invoice. What the hell? Every time I would send out an invoice, I'd get sick to my stomach. Obviously, there was so much more that I didn't to it. Like, I didn't value my worth at the time, right? That's a whole different story. When we were raised as kids, we heard phrases like, money is the root of all evil. Money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard for money. And you may have heard these phrases growing up too. We might have heard something different or something similar. All of these beliefs went right into our subconscious minds. And they went there as truth. And we believed all this garbage. And we believe these beliefs that were implanted in our minds, which are total bullshit. And all of these reasons are why I had to figure out how to get comfortable around money so I could have a phenomenal relationship with it and develop a prosperity mindset. Now today, my relationship with money, and it wasn't like a light switch because no one talked to me about it. No one shared advice on anything on how much you should save from your paycheck. No one told me about investing in stocks or bank CDs, nothing. No one even shared what money was with me. So with these stories of what I learned as a kid is that was my reality. And now I want to share the facts. Money is energy. Just like thoughts are energy, everything has energy in this universe. Money has energy. Money is a tool. Money is a vehicle. So if you look at a dollar, like say a $10 bill, the fact is that $10 bill is actually a piece of paper. How can some of us have so much emotion tied to a freaking piece of paper? Unreal, right? Most people trade for money. So when you're in the Starbucks drive-thru, you are trading your $6 for a Frappuccino, which means you truly aren't thinking about giving and receiving. If you adjust your thoughts slightly, next time you're at the drive-thru, think about it in this way. I am giving my $6 to receive the most delicious, fresh Frappuccino that I love the taste of, that I enjoy so much, which also helps the Starbucks employees pay for their bills. Learn how to receive and not trade. That's when money will start to flow to you. Money is a tool that gives you access to resources so you can receive something of value. So when you stop yourself from buying something that holds value to you, you're prolonging the time it takes for that thing to make a change in your life. If you hoard money and you're constantly saving money and holding on to it so tight, you may want to learn how to spend more freely and see what happens. Holding on to something just because you're afraid to lose it is not going to help you grow. This is total scarcity mindset, and it won't help you unlock all the wonderful things that you could receive because you weren't willing to release the emotional connection to it so that you could gain something even better in return. So when you realize the fact that you do deserve money to flow to you and there is unlimited amounts of money in the universe, you start to release that tension of holding on to it so tightly with that fear it will leave you. A simple way to think about this is when money flows away from you, something of value is flowing back to you. You are constantly receiving value. And once you realize this, it can start to open the floodgates and allow you to make decisions about money more freely. This is what I like to call prosperity mindset. Now, I want to challenge all the money hoarders who are listening right now. I have a challenge for you for next week. For the entire week next week, anything that you see that you want to buy, I challenge you to buy it just for 1 week. If you're out shopping and you pick up a coffee mug, you're like, oh, I like this. And you flip it over and you're like, oh, $25. You still see that price? And in your mind, you're saying, I'm not paying $25 for that. I want you to get out of your comfort zone and push yourself to buy it. I truly believe there is an unlimited amount of money for every single one of us on this planet. Now, some of you are on the opposite side. You might not like talking about money. You may never feel like there is enough. You may be living paycheck to paycheck, which can be super frustrating. And I know because I've been there. In college, I was there. And you're not alone. 65% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, which is astonishing. We all know that change is difficult. And to change your belief and attitude about money, it takes time. It took me years. If you have a desire to be wealthy, you need to think differently about how you think about money. You have to change your beliefs about it. The ultimate key is going to be in a state of giving. How do I share more? How do I help more people? It's an attitude of giving. Now, there's 12 universal laws in the universe, and one of them is the law of polarity. It means that everything in the universe has two sides to us. They're all interconnected. And these opposites are often referred to as dualities. So for example, light and darkness, good and evil, hot and cold, love and hate. Now, according to the law of polarity, everything has an equal and opposite side. And they exist in relation to one another, and they can't be understood or experienced without the contrast provided of their opposite. So, for example, we can appreciate and understand the concept of light because we also know darkness. And this principle implies there is a continuous interplay and balance between opposites in the universe. It suggests that one can't exist without the other and that they are necessary for each other's existence. So if I don't have something, then I don't have it yet. But if I can't see it, I have to bring it into my awareness So going back to having an attitude of giving, you also have to have an attitude of receiving. So that goes both ways. My eyes tell me there isn't any money, but the universe is wholly abundant. I'm not going to spend because I don't have. The law of polarity says if you don't have it, you just don't have it yet. It already exists, but you need to bring it into your realm of possibility. So if you see something you like, but you seriously don't have the money for it right now, I want you in your mind now, forever in your mind, say, I can afford that. I can afford that. And when I started telling the universe, wealth is circulating in my life. Wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs and desires and goals are met instantly by infinite intelligence. Money started to show up everywhere. I had a $450 check for my insurance company, my auto insurance company, some sort of refund, showed up in my mailbox. On a walk, I found $10 in the ditch. I found a $10 bill in the ditch. And 2 years ago, when I test drove the Audi SQ8 that I have, I found a dime on the floor in the back seat, which told me that this was the universe saying, buy it, it's meant for you. I actually find money everywhere, and I'm delighted to experience these signs. Now, you may have heard growing up, if you see coins on the ground and their heads up, they're good luck, but don't pick up those coins unless they're heads up. I call bullshit. All money is good. Pick it all up off the ground. When you open up your mind to the possibilities of receiving money outside of just your paycheck, money's going to show up in form in total opportunities you've never thought possible. Because right now, you may have put yourself in a little box believing you can only make money from one source, your job. My attitude is, I'm not going to limit myself on what I'm experiencing or how I'm going to bring in money. I will bring in the money simultaneously. I had to frame my money mindset and the new beliefs that I established and to be able to believe that I can earn limited amounts of money and I can receive and I deserve the money that flows to me. Money is bountiful. There are unlimited amounts of money in the universe. I am balanced between saving and spending and investing. I'm thoughtful in my choices to spend money. And there has always been enough. There will always be enough for everything I need. There will always be enough money for everything I need. And we need to change our beliefs about money because the beliefs we have are from our parents and how we were raised. And making more money is simply an awareness. You have to become aware of the abundance of money that exists all around you. Money is not a difficult thing to earn. It's easier to make more money than to make a little. And you're probably getting in your own way with your limiting thoughts about money. I know some of you may have lived your whole life from a scarcity standpoint. So all of this may sound crazy and far-fetched. Unless you believe you were meant for more and deserve more money, it's never going to show up in your life. So the key points from today's episode are, learn how to receive and not trade. That's when money will flow to you more abundantly. Having to work hard to make money is a myth. And healing your beliefs about money can help you create more of it. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you next week. Cheers, everyone. We'll be right back.